News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Boeing's stock fell 7% Monday as aviation authorities in China, Indonesia, and Ethiopia ordered airlines to ground their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes the day after one crashed in Ethiopia, killing all 157 people on board. The crash of that Ethiopian Airlines jet shortly after it took off from Addis Ababa on Sunday is drawing renewed scrutiny of the plane's safety. Alan Deal, a former NTSB investigator, suspects the Boeing 737 MAX 8's automatic safety feature, known as the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, may have played a role in the crash.
There's some training issues here. There's some design issues. As we know, Boeing says they've got some software fixes that they may implement in the near future. But at this point in time, I think it would be prudent to ground the aircraft. There are, I'm told, 350 of them operating worldwide.
The same type of aircraft crashed just after takeoff on October 29th in Indonesia. A key variable in President Trump's budget proposal is the rate of U.S. economic growth.
We believe the 3% growth rate of 2018 will continue in 2019 and beyond 2020 and so forth.
That projection, offered by White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News Sunday, underpins the assertion that President Trump's proposed $4.7 trillion spending plan will eventually bring the budget into balance. The 2020 budget projects a $1.1 trillion deficit for the fiscal year, but it suggests it would come into balance in 15 years, in part thanks to the Republican tax cuts that President Trump wants to make permanent.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. The leader of the European Parliament says a disorderly Brexit must be avoided at all costs and plans to meet with British Prime Minister Theresa May to press home the point. On Wall Street, the Dow by 200 points, the Nasdaq rose 150, the S&P advanced 40, oil up to $56.79 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Democrats have picked Milwaukee to host their 2020 national convention.
Milwaukee beat out Houston and Miami to host the Democratic Party's presidential nominating convention in July 2020. DNC Chairman Tom Perez said the choice is a statement of our values because Milwaukee is a city of working people. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tweeted, 4 years too late, Democrats go to Wisconsin, a reference to Donald Trump's 2016 upset victory in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Republicans will hold their national convention in Charlotte. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union is warning automakers that the union is prepared to strike if it doesn't get its way in upcoming contract talks. Gary Jones told delegates at the union's bargaining convention that it would raise weekly strike pay from $200 to $250 per week and $275 per week in January of next year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident on the East Beltway 295 southbound at St. John's Bluff Road. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway 295 northbound before the Buckman Bridge and congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Becoming cloudy with a slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm tonight. Low 61 Tuesday, gradually becoming mostly sunny. High 72.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics with me. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Normally hear me on the I'm Speaking Plainly show Saturday nights from 6 to 9. I'd certainly like for you to join me there anytime you have an opportunity. Today, in the studio, live and in person, mayoral candidate Anna Brochet. You've heard her name mentioned by me for months and months and months, even before she even announced that she was going to be a candidate for mayor. I have been encouraging her to throw her hat in the ring for a long time, and finally she did, and now she's halfway through, almost there, another week to go, smiling and happy in the studio. Last time I saw you was at the debate. How do you think you did?
I think it was a good opportunity for the citizens to connect with all of us, and that it went well.
And finally have everyone there.
So they could hear everyone.
It was kind of interesting that we didn't get a chance to... The members of the press didn't get a chance to ask any questions of the mayor. He kind of deedy-mouthed out immediately after the event was over. I was disappointed. I had a few prime questions I wanted to ask him, and just didn't get that opportunity. I know that there are folks out there that may want to talk to you, so phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. The debate went, I don't want to say it went south, but that's a common phrase, but it went serious right off the bat. And you brought it to the table, and I think that impressed a great many people in the audience how quickly you fired back. In those situations, you know, the mayor is, or was, or probably still is to a certain extent, your boss. And so here you are kind of sticking it to him with some of the things that he's done in the past. You're a little cautious about that, or were you designed that way?
Well, he isn't really my boss. He should be my partner.
I mean, that's true.
We should be partners,
right?
You know, with our equal branches of government, and he's in charge of the executive branch. I'm part of one of 19 of the legislative branch, and we should be partners. And that really hasn't been the case.
There were gotcha questions throughout the evening. He had a couple of gotcha questions. They did a gotcha question on you relative to the phone calls. All in all, I think Kent Justice did a good job.
I agree.
Moderating stuff back and forth. I've got to admit that the answer of the day has to go to Jimmy Hill for his gaudy comment. I mean, that just got a chuckle out of everyone. But did you see whether or not Mayor Curry was... Did you get the impression he wasn't prepared for that? He just kind of at the last minute decided to stroll into class and maybe ace a test?
I don't know if I could say that. I was so, pretty focused on helping to make sure that the audience was connected to what I wanted to share. I think he had some, that may very well be the case, because there were multiple times in which he answered, oh, this is just politics.
Right.
Which when he didn't have an answer, that was the answer.
Status answer. Do you feel you got your message out?
Yeah.
What you wanted to hear, what you wanted to get out that night, you got out?
That we need a change, that we need a city of integrity, that we have a crime challenge that is impacting all of us. And
All right. So another big issue that's been going back and forth, and I've seen an incredible decline on all three stations of the number of commercials that are running with uniformed officers in it. That's been a hot button issue. Do you have an opinion on the use of our police and fire in the commercials?
I do. I think it's a violation of the public's trust to politicize, you know, our men and women who are out there every single day on the front lines of fighting crime. And I think it puts them in an awkward position. The officers may very well have their opinion that we're in the ads, but don't represent the entire police force, you know, because I'm hearing differently for sure. And I think it sends the wrong statement that we're utilizing city resources for political gain and personal use.
All right. I had a question on the line, and I accidentally, well, I may have moved him to another thing, but a gentleman called in and wanted to know, it's a, someone that has asked this question to all the candidates that have appeared here in the studio. Are you aware or familiar, and this is going way off topic, so a short answer, of the possibility of an East Coast tsunami? Yeah.
No.
Caught me too. All right. Well, there's an island way over on the far side of the Atlantic that has a possibility of having a huge landslide that might eventually cause a tsunami similar to that at Fukushima in Japan. It is a true story. Some city officials along the coastline are worried about it. Others are not. It's kind of like one of those things of, do you go to sleep at night worried about whether the tree over your house is going to fall? So, you know, I thought I'd ask that question because he did actually broach it to you, so we can get in and get off of that. No one is going to win this race without having made inroads with the Democrats that don't have a dog in this hunt. How do you think you've done reaching out to them?
I think I have reached out to a lot of different people in the city and have made some progress as it relates to making sure that the Democrats feel like they're part of what's happening in the city. You know, I value my ability to serve everyone in the city, and I'm glad that I have the support of those representing all parties, including no party.
I guess that goes along with someone has sent me a knowing that you were going to be here, we teased it up pretty heavily. And last Saturday night, someone sent me a question to ask, and that was directly in response to your answer regarding the Democrats. Should the mayor actually run partisan, but then upon election, completely turn the switch off and be the mayor of everyone in Jacksonville?
I do think that's the case. And there's been discussion in the past about whether or not our elections should even be partisan to begin with.
Okay.
Because, you know, we really do need to make sure that everyone is served and that everyone feels like this is their city. And, you know, when we do move in a partisan direction, as it relates to the basic services that a city provides, it's really, you know, disenfranchising, you know, some group of people.
You're a sitting city council person, former city council president. This Hartbridge Expressway issue has come up quite a bit. It even came up in the debate and it was kind of polished over. We're tearing down a lot of stuff downtown.
We are.
And that Hartbridge Expressway seems like it's a speculative move. If we tear it down, someone will buy the lot across the street. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that we're pandering to our sports franchise owner. And how does that sit with you? And is it something that under a Brochet administration, you might rethink the idea of removing that on-ramp?
You know, for me, it's been more about people not really understanding how that became the priority of the entire city. And, you know, a lot of deals are being made in back rooms and on private jets. And if we had an approach to make sure that more people were part of the process and understood what was happening on, or were part of setting the priorities, quite frankly, it might not be as shocking and people, you know, jumping to conclusions, which quite frankly are not difficult to jump to in terms of why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, it does make a lot of people scratch their heads. And unfortunately, you know, there's a town hall coming up, I believe it's this week, on the plans at the DOT office. But I'm not sure it's to say it shouldn't happen. It's really more a matter of shaping the plans.
And there are literally tens of thousands of Jacksonville residents that just can't find a reason to do this at this time.
I agree.
All right. Well, we're going to look forward to asking you some more questions here in a few minutes. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Love to take your calls and your questions from the outside world. I've got a whole list here myself. We'll intermix the two together. Anna Brochet with us in the house this afternoon for the next hour. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, for this purpose only, you can reach me, facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plainly, or bill@600wbob.com.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micro markets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micro Markets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micro market, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micro Markets, and Office Coffee Services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear. Running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently, word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Discover the revolutionary new 2019 Sea-Doo models at Jacksonville Power Sports and enjoy the added peace of mind of a 36-month manufacturer warranty. Reliably tough on rough waters, all saltwater certified Sea-Doo models are tested right here in Florida and are designed to withstand the corrosive conditions of coastal waters. Visit Jacksonville Power Sports today and experience the unbelievable adventures waiting just beyond the shore. Sea-Doo. Escape the everyday. For complete details, please visit the BRP Limited Warranty at an authorized Florida BRP dealer.
Hey, hey, hey!
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey,
hey! That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics, and my special guest in the studio is mayoral candidate, former City Council President Anna Brochet, joining me live in the studio. The phone lines are open for your calls, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And AJ, while you're over there, would you do me a favor? Uh-huh. Heat up the yellow mic, because I've got a question for the boss man here. Pull that over there to you.
All right.
Alicia, I'm going to get to you. You're going to be the first call we take, but just stand by for a minute. Here's a question that I ask of Jimmy Hill's wife. She was in the studio with us last Saturday night. You're out on the campaign trail. There's a lot of nastiness involved in politics. I asked her as a wife and a mom how she felt about some of the stuff that was rendered against Jimmy. And she said, I was ready for it. She had been with him when he was on the Atlantic Beach City Council or City Commission. So I'll ask you the same thing. All this nastiness in politics as a man, is it tough, or do you just let it roll off?
Well, Bill, I appreciate that. That's a great question. And I mean, we've been together for going on 16 years, you know, this year. So, I mean, we've made a great team over the years, and, you know, through ups and downs, you know, we certainly have, I know her strengths and been able to, you know, ensure that, you know, she's able to do what she needs to do. And while sometimes I take it personally, but I know it's just politics, and, you know, I know the true Anna, and, you know, she's strong enough to handle it, and I let her handle that.
It was like five times during that question I wanted to go, aw, and I did. All right, so that's a good answer. So let's go to Alicia. And we got Alicia up on the phone. Alicia, welcome. You're on the line with Anna Brochet.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. At the debate, Anna spoke about the importance of the safety of women in downtown Jacksonville, and I have a question for you, Anna, about that. You voted for allowing biological men in ladies' restrooms and shower rooms when you voted for the amendment to the HRO 2 years ago. And after that happened, about probably a year after that, I spoke to a policewoman who works in sex crimes, and she said that the assaults have increased in restrooms. I have a question. Why did you vote for something that increased the risk of assault on women? I guess it's an analogy that I've been I kind of use is when police people always use the phrase, you know, lock your car so that people won't, you know, be tempted to steal something out of it. I kind of feel like the restroom has been unlocked now for sexual predators to be able to walk in. They used to be able to, you know, if a man went into a restroom.
Okay. Hello. Question, yeah. Please. Question, please don't preach. Is that your question, what she thinks about that?
Well, why did she vote for something that increased the
there you go. Here's your answer.
Of assaults on women?
Thank you, Alicia. You know, I voted in support of the HRO. It was a matter of discrimination for me and wanting to make sure that I served all in Jacksonville. I had not heard the statistics that you offered, and so I appreciate you sharing those as an opportunity for me to understand further from our JSO.
All right. So I did that. By the way, those of you that are listening, I've cut off numerous people for other candidates, too. It's a question, not an opportunity to continue to preach or chastise. So keep your statements to a question, and we're going to go with Marty on law enforcement. Marty is a regular contributor to the show, so I believe that he will be very kind. Go ahead, Marty. You're on with Anna Brochet.
Hi, Marty.
And I want to say that I wish all of the candidates well. I wanted to ask your candidate a question, and that is, you recently stated that there's more crime or higher murder rate than in Brooklyn, which is where I was born. But I want to ask you, do you feel that the sheriff's office is doing all that it can do? As far as I'm concerned, the murder rate is what we have to deal with, not the stadium or whatever. Do you feel that the JSO is doing all that it can, utilizing all of the modern equipment? I think they use a Ouija board to find out where crime is. And do you feel that the sheriff everything they can to, mechanically or technologically to make the place safer for people in Jacksonville?
All right. Thanks, Marty. I appreciate your call.
Well, Marty, I think we should always be challenging ourselves in terms of doing better all the time. Everyone, every organization should be challenging. Are they doing everything that they can with everything that they have to address the challenges that we have? And I'm going to put my faith in the sheriff's office in terms of the fact that, you know, we need to make sure that we are using our resources, that we're asking for the resources that we need. And at a recent event, Sheriff Williams indicated that he had the resources that he need. What we do need is more investment in prevention and intervention and making sure that we're investing in all parts of the law enforcement pie, which is prevention, intervention, and enforcement. And we've had a lot of investment in enforcement, and we need to make sure that we're investing in our children and in the prevention and intervention parts of that stool so that we are stemming the tide in terms of the enforcement needs necessary for our officers.
You've lit up the phone lines, and you've got them all stacked, so let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on with Anna Brochet.
Ms. Brochet, I think that you spoke a few minutes ago about that ramp stuff and whatnot, and I feel that Curry is in Khan's pocket because instead of fixing up the land, I'm asking your opinion, it's supposed to be a question, instead of fixing up the landing, we're given $15 million so that we can grow grass, which will make Khan's development much more valuable. We're taking down the ramps because of that, and as soon as Curry gets reelected, Khan will get everything he likes like he did with Daly Place and everything else in the stadium. But everybody's afraid to say, you know, that Curry's a Khan puppet. What is your feeling?
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. And thank you for moderating yourself on the question.
Thank you, Jim. I think a lot of people, I've heard it out in the community that that's exactly the concern that exists. And as I shared before, it's really not hard to reach that conclusion when so many people feel the exact same way. And this is about transparency. Why transparency is so important to me. As I shared before, people don't understand how these priorities became the city's priorities, and people are scratching their heads. Even our Duval delegation didn't really understand that we would be going after that money from the state. And so a lot of people have been surprised by that being our priority. You heard it at the debate, if you were listening, in terms of the fact that, you know, maybe indeed we're going to put a park at the landing because right now the Met Park can't be developed because it's in some sort of trust that prohibits its development unless you can trade it with other park property. And so be watching out for that in the future as well.
All right. So I wanted to add to that. Jeff had come up with the same situation. Why are we tearing stuff down before we have someone with a viable plan and real money in order to do it? And in addition to that, we seem to be spending a great deal of money on our sports franchise, but there are other things that we can spend bed tax money on. Why does no one pay attention? Thank you, Jeff.
Well, there are other things, primarily the sports complex. 4% of the 4 cents of the 6 cents of the bed tax goes to our sports complex, and the other 2 cents goes to making sure that we can attract tourists into Jacksonville and give them a reason to come and visit. And, you know, as I've shared and what Alicia was talking about earlier in terms of my comment about downtown not being successful until women perceive downtown to be safe, I'm hearing a lot of feedback as well in terms of there really is just no reason to go downtown. And when people do go downtown, there's really not anything happening, that businesses don't have consistent hours in terms of being open and restaurants down there. And so businesses are struggling maintaining their footprint downtown, whether that's because there's just not a lot of activity. Certainly homelessness downtown has been a challenge, and we've got to make sure that we have a caring and compassionate response to ensure that our homeless brothers and sisters' needs are met and that they connect to resources that put them back into homes and economic and employment. And so we've really got to clean up our downtown, got to clean up all of our public spaces and show the world, including ourselves, that we're proud of where we live. Because if we're not proud of where we live, then why should other people be?
Okay. We've heard from one of your opponents about an ice cream truck. Sounds a little far-fetched to have a police officer giving out ice cream at the public parks. Many people will say that takes away a little bit of the authoritative purpose and a little bit of the respect from the children regarding ice cream. But what about, and this comes from another Clint said, what about stationing a police officer at the parks around town so that moms can take their kids there and know that they're safe?
I think that's a good idea. I believe that we should have parks managers in our parks. We used to have them. We used to have consistent coaching figures in the parks where kids could come and check out equipment and interact with an adult, and people could feel that their kids were going to be safe there at the parks. Having an officer stationed at the parks in terms of whether it's writing reports and just being present and sometimes being out. I've also gotten the suggestion as I've made my way throughout the community that bringing back officer friendly visits in school.
Excellent. Yeah.
You know, and helping our kids at younger ages, you know, experience and interact with our officers up close and personal.
Some say that that might happen if we put police officers in our schools to thwart the shootings and the problems that we're having now. Could each one of those officers in your mind be a form of officer friendly instead of just officer enforcement?
Could very well be. And ultimately, you know, these are great ideas. It's something that is important for the sheriff to believe is important as well in terms of relationship developing in the community. It is about relationships and helping our officers develop relationships on the beats that they're riding and know people in the community.
How well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think our police resources are being put on the street? And we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's such a huge operation. It's such a huge operation and so much ground to cover. I don't know that I have a good sense. So, I mean, I definitely have to put it up in the highs, but we've still got a crime challenge, and,
right,
and the city's got to step up and do the prevention and intervention side of things.
There's no doubt in my mind that we have a crime problem here in Jacksonville. It doesn't seem to be addressed, and it's certainly not being addressed anytime soon unless we change some of the things we're doing at the top. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics with my special guest, Anna Brochet. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Talk Radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A witness to the Ethiopian Airlines crash on Sunday says smoke was coming from the rear of the plane before it hit the ground. Tom Ratabera told the Associated Press on Monday the plane rotated twice before it crashed and exploded. An international team of investigators led by Ethiopian authorities are looking into the cause of the crash that killed 157 people. Several countries and companies grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner out of caution. Algerian state news agency APS says President Abdel Aziz Bouteflika has named the interior minister and his government as the new prime minister. Interior Minister Nourdine Bedoui is close to the president's brother. Earlier Monday, Bouteflika said he was withdrawing as a candidate and postponing the presidential election set for April. On Wall Street, the Dow by 200 points, the NASDAQ rose 150. More details at srnnews.com.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Join us for the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Ed Dean hanging out with Roger Henderson, impeachment talk. We got a week away from the big city elections coming up next week. I don't know if we're going to see that many people vote next week or not, Roger.
And interestingly, early voting currently underway, less than a week to early vote.
So we're going to see what happens. A few more debates may take place. If so, we're going to let you know about it tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some major delays because of an accident on Butler Boulevard and the westbound ramp from Gate Parkway. That on-ramp is closed. Also, delays because of an accident on US 17. That's Roosevelt Boulevard southbound at the 295 West Beltway, blocking the right lane there. And there's a disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound at Phillips Highway. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers, low 61. Tuesday becoming mostly sunny, high 72.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon. I started to say good evening. Good afternoon, Jackson. It could be evening, though, with daylight savings time kicking in. You're back on The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Joining me live in the studio is mayoral candidate Anna Brochet. She's a former city councilwoman, former city council president, asking questions and giving you responses from the phone. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I'm going to go to Steve real quick. Steve, good afternoon, and you're on the line with Anna Brochet. Hello, Steve. Steve.
not a duplicate.
There you are. Steve, I got you now. Start again, my friend. We had you down.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, Anna, that I think that you're doing a wonderful job. The business of politics is quite nasty at times, but you you have risen above that, and you're doing great. And if I could, I would vote for you. I had a chance last week, last Thursday, to go to a presentation at one of the colleges in the area, and I had a chance to meet several of your relatives. And if you're anything like they are, man, I'd vote for you in a heartbeat.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your...
I know, there's an awful lot of stuff that you're dealing with, but anything would help if you could get 1% or whatever you want. But I am sick and tired of the poor people of taxpayers of Jacksonville bowing down to this Mr. Khan character and getting all the tax money.
That seems to be the...
Seems
to be the death knell of the day. Steve, thank you very much for your call. That has come up more times than I can count. In fact, I got three or four of them off the webpage here. This is an interesting one. Michael says, if we're lucky, we get 40,000 people to a Jaguars game. Generally, they're season ticket holders. They're the same 40,000 or close to it each and every game. But yet, I thought Jacksonville was a town of close to 1 million. Why do we have to give away all our money to a project that only supports 40,000 people?
And I think this goes back to the transparency piece. And I've shared that people, you know, don't understand how we're benefiting from that. And I believe that the citizens need to have a better understanding of how we benefit from the Jaguars. I had shared that I would love to work with anyone who wants to make Jacksonville a better place, and had received the suggestion called a community benefit agreement, where it was a very transparent opportunity to explain what it was that we were trying to accomplish and exactly how are the citizens going to benefit from it. I think we could stand to get a better feel for what's happening in our city, why are the taxpayers investing, and how are they going to benefit in both the short term and the long term? What is it that we're going to see from it? Remove some of the mystery.
All right, so we've had, and I'm gonna jump ahead and take Aaron out of the loop because this could be a gotcha moment, and I don't want it to be a gotcha moment. But Aaron's question was relative to the Confederate monuments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been an issue on again, off again. Take them down, leave them up. What is your position on the status of the Confederate monuments that are up now? I think you did a study on it.
We did. I commissioned local research, didn't want to use national reports and stories as a guide for what it is that we should do in Jacksonville. That research was completed in May of 2018. And I've heard loud and clear, long before that research was completed and since then as well, that Confederate monuments have a really important meaning to a lot of people in Jacksonville, and those positions are pretty opposed to one another. And so where I stand is that they have a place because they're very important, some from a history perspective, some from a pain that is caused, and there is a place for Confederate monuments, and I believe that that should not be on public property.
All right. So there you have it, Aaron. There's the answer to your question. Let me go through one more of them here. We'll pick up Marcy. Marcy said, we spend millions of dollars every year on downtown trying to attract people to downtown. Why not try to attract people to our beaches or attract people to the Mandarin area? Isn't there any place other than downtown that we want people to go?
I think we spend money trying to attract people to the beaches. I think we spend money trying to attract people to the Players and to a lot of places in town. Downtown is a focus because it's not just about tourism, but it's also about making sure that we have a vibrant downtown for the opportunity to attract companies and jobs, which is important. And companies want to make sure that they're moving to a city that has a vibrant downtown, a safe downtown, and a safe city. So downtown is our heart. It is what the lifeblood to all of the other neighborhoods that we have in our city. And it is what people perceive to be our identity. You know, every time we have a game or people are showing downtown, every news station has the downtown skyline as part of how they brand what Jacksonville is. And I think we have to be, we have to honor that. That is who we are.
We talked about this on Saturday night about what is Jacksonville brand. You're absolutely right. When the Goodyear blimp is filming downtown during some of the canned shots for the football games, what we see is that iconic landing downtown, that horseshoe-shaped, orangish-red roof. And they everyone wants to film that, and the boats passing by with the bridges, you know, bookending each side. If that landing was gone, then what is our brand in Jacksonville?
Our bridges, our river.
Okay.
It could be. Could be. I do think that does, you know, have a pretty important role in the picture that we've shown to everybody, including the words Jacksonville. Just like when you go to Toronto. I was up there for a chamber trip, and they have a big sign in one of their parks that says Toronto, and everybody has to go and take a picture in front of the Toronto sign. So that very well is the case with our Jacksonville landing in terms of what people see, and standing across from it over by Friendship Fountain taking pictures. That's the shot.
Now, you know, they have the Space Needle in Seattle. There's something else in Toronto, a huge obelisk. We've talked about having an aquarium downtown. We've talked about having a huge Ferris wheel downtown. I've been on the Ferris wheel in Orlando. It you know, maybe it's just the fact that I'm a pilot. It's not a woohoo moment for me to ride on a big Ferris wheel that only goes like 300 feet above the ground. But we talked about spending this money to replace the landing with an aquarium. We're 11 miles from the beach. We're immersed in water all the time. We see fish. We see people on the pier catching fish. It seems like every city, Miami Seaquarium, out of business. Tampa, the aquarium there, dismal attendance each year, now having to ask for supplemental funds in order to keep it going. The only place that seems to work well with an aquarium has been Atlanta, because they're hundreds of miles from any ocean or huge body of water. Would you think that that's a good use of taxpayer dollars to do something so outrageous as an aquarium here?
Well, it's got to be something. I haven't studied the numbers, the math, and the return on investment for an aquarium. I think you make some really good points in terms of its success in Atlanta and why that might be challenging for us, although it could be a celebration of our area as well. And we do have to have some draw, some reason for our downtown to be a magnet. And why would people come here? But it's really hard to, let's just say that we went down the path of putting an aquarium in. You can't have a dirty downtown. You can't have, you know, a broken Riverwalk. You can't have an unwalkable area and no other reason to supplement that fixture and think that the aquarium would be successful, or whatever that something is. So we've got to clean up downtown overall. I think our footprint is pretty large in terms of what we're trying to accomplish in downtown. And I've heard a lot of folks concerned, too, about the fact that we're going to move JEA out of our core and, you know, a mile plus down the road, potentially.
Into the sports complex.
Into the sports complex.
Built by the developer of the sports complex, who is using the same developer for the shipyards project. That sounds so fishy to me. But I'm just uncertain as to why, if you ask anyone there if JEA needs a new building, I don't think you'd find one in 100 people that said, yeah, I think they need a new building. That building on Ashley Street looks great. I had a question, or I had a comment from David about the pier. And I'd like to take that when we get back, because it's so far different than what we've been asked on political shows before. So, David, if you'll hang on a minute, I'll get you that question answered as soon as we get back. You're listening to Anna Brochet, candidate for mayor, here in the studio, live. Time is flying by. Everybody's looking at watches going, wow, it's going quickly. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Get your question in with Anna Brochet. If you'd like to send me a text message, you can, bill@600wbob.com or facebook.com/... I'm speaking plainly. You're listening to us live on WBOB AM 600 and FM 101.1. We'll be right back.
question. Do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear, running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently, word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store. With their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics, and live in the studio is Anna Brochet, candidate for mayor here in Jacksonville. We're going to go to Beth on the phone. Beth, good evening or good afternoon, and welcome. You're on the air with Anna Brochet.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Thank you very much. Listen, I was calling with just a suggestion, a comment. After living here in Jacksonville in the Riverside area, I sure do know what I miss about being in the Chicagoland area, and that's the downtown shopping.
Mm.
Just the idea of, you know, with friends and family and making a day of it and, you know, just going and having a great time, hitting the Macy's and the Nordstrom's and, you know, all those big, nice places. They have all kinds of places to have lunch there. The water's perfect. I just think that that's what's missing. I like the seasonal aspect, you know, of like Chicago's Magnificent Mile, and at Christmas time, it's just loaded with decorations, and it's just great. And I think that would be a wonderful thing for Jacksonville.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate your call today. So I'm the oldest one in this room, but I remember when Sears and Furchkitz and Lerner's and May Cohen's and all of those places were downstairs. I remember when the City Hall was not the City Hall, but was a huge
Cohen's
shopping center. Yeah, it was May Cohen's. So, you know, I was at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in 2016, and they have exactly what she's talking about. The stroll of old shops, Macy's, and there was a JCPenney, and there was all sorts of dress stores and big department stores, but they'd been there since the turn of the century. We've lost that in our downtown area, and I don't know what it would take to bring it back. But is that a vision that you see might happen again downtown?
We certainly have to have some, you know, reason for people to come and spend hours and, you know, open market shops, retail, food scene experience with the river. Yeah, I mean, I see that could be the case. We've got a lot of work to do, though. I mean, because I can't have managers of businesses reaching out to me as a city council member to tell me that their employees are getting assaulted. You know, we've got some work to do downtown to make sure that people feel safe.
I'm going to get to David's question real quick in just a second, but we definitely have a homeless problem downtown. And I've talked about this on my show a lot. We have four major, I call them squirrel feeders. We have four major squirrel feeders downtown: River Regions, Salzbacher, the Salvation Army, and Clara White. Although Clara White's a little bit out of the downtown area. But the homeless concentrate down there because those services are there. Do you think it's possible to move those facilities to a fringe somewhere? And obviously that would draw the homeless out of downtown to where they weren't sleeping in, you know, doorways and on sidewalks and panhandling.
You know, I really can't say whether we would move. It's like, you know, are we going to move the jail? We really need to be better partners with our homeless providers in terms of actually getting to functional zero homelessness, which other cities have done. And we've got to make sure that we're connecting them to the resources that they need in order to get back in a home for both them, their families, and connecting to, you know, income, whether that's because they're creating their own businesses or they're getting jobs.
I got you for seven more minutes. I want to give you the last couple of minutes to speak your piece. Let me go to David real quick. David, you got to go quick, buddy.
All right. Yes, my question is in regard to, you mentioned transparency. So I just really quick, why did you not allow public comment to you personally one-on-one?
Okay. That was not what he told the call screener that he wanted to talk about.
Well, I'm not sure what he's talking about, but we're not supposed to have public comment directed at us individually. And there was a young man who wanted to come and speak to me at a recent meeting. But at the podium, he talked about helping me on my campaign. And discussion of campaigns in City Hall is prohibited. It's illegal. And so I asked him to give me his phone number so that we could chat when I was not in City Hall. And we did have that conversation afterwards.
All right, let's go to George on line one. George, you're on.
Hello. Actually, the only question I have is why the city up until this point has not taken a real convention center into consideration, considering that every major city, including several in Florida, have them and handle very large conventions that bring in big corporations like Rockwell Automation and some of the other large fairs that attract quite a bit of business.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
I think we've struggled in terms of competing with Orlando. You know, Orlando's business has grown. They have a lot to do for families who travel, with those who are attending conventions and conferences. And we've got some work to do downtown to give people a reason to be there and to be part of what's happening downtown and understand what is our market and our niche.
Do you agree it's a multi-piece puzzle? I mean, when we talk about having a convention center, you have, and don't get me on the political correctness, but you have Dad coming to go to a convention because of his work, and he's there at a booth or he's networking with others. And then you got Mom and the kids that are either stuck at the hotel room or they've got to find something to do. Their piece of the puzzle is missing because there's nothing for people to do. You can only go to the beach so many times during one trip. Is that in your screen? I mean, it is.
I mean, okay. There's got to be a comprehensive opportunity for that family to be engaged, whoever it is attending the conference.
And they have that others, in Orlando.
Yes. Yeah. So many parks, so many opportunities.
All right. So the last couple of minutes, you got about 4 minutes. Let's talk in general about the campaign going forward. Right now, the possibility of an Anna Brochet landslide, although out there, you're thinking further on down the road, runoff in May.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're poised to make it to a runoff in May. And
will your message change, or will you come after a different target audience after the 19th?
You know, I'm reaching out to all of Jacksonville, and so there may be some other things that we talk about more heavily than maybe we have this go round. But all of what would be talked about has been mentioned and asked about in a lot of interviews, just like yours. So, you know, JEA is a big deal.
Many people are worried that if the current administration is reelected again, JEA will be up for sale the next day.
And they should be worried. They should be worried.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Straight up answer, I guess. Going into this last week, anything you're going to do hyper to get those last votes?
Just going to keep on working hard every single day, connecting to folks and encouraging people to get out to the polls and vote early, since it's easy to vote early, and then, you know, be poised. If not, if you're somebody who really enjoys voting on election day, then that's going to be a great day.
Are you happy with the turnout? Looks like the supervisor of elections has kind of overestimated. He was thinking about 30%. I'm thinking more about 20%. Does it make any difference to you one way or another if it's high or low?
You know, certainly we love the opportunity for people to exercise their right to vote and choose, you know, who they want their leader to be. So we'd always love to see more, which is why, another reason why I want to get involved, you know, increase engagement, increase public trust in government through transparency. And so, you know, 30 did seem a little bit high, 20 seems kind of low. So we'll see where we end up.
All right. Is it tough to go back? I mean, you're actively campaigning. You're going to see me speaking in public comment tomorrow night at city council. You're still an active city councilwoman.
Right.
Is it tough to run the campaign trail and then go back to your colleagues there? I mean, there are 18 other people that aren't running for mayor. Is there a different feeling in the council chambers now?
You know, I guess you could say that's the case, but, you know, I pretty much have my head down, focused on serving the people. And when I'm campaigning, you know, connecting to people, it's all about the people. You know, the campaign's about returning the power to the people. And so I enjoy my service. I enjoy the interaction. And I know that my colleagues are, you know, working to serve their constituents as well. And I'm, you know, as it was suggested earlier in the show, I'm really glad I have thick skin.
Yeah.
Like super thick skin.
We see this envelope has nothing on it but my name and the radio station.
Yes.
These come from my various different moles around town. And she's thinking, oh, it's a gotcha moment. No, it's not a gotcha moment for you. It's something we're going to be talking about later on in the week. But the information in here, there's someone running for election right now that's already making $100,000 a year on his pension because he's already retired once.
Mm.
And he's running for an office that pays $158,000 a year. That's $250,000 a year to do one job.
Mm.
We're going to talk about that and so many other things. So your idea of transparency is a valid point. Last minute, how do they find you?
AnnaForMayor.com. It's Anna, F-O-R, Mayor.com.
Excellent.
That's the website.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio today for, what, about the third time, I guess?
Maybe fourth.
Yeah.
Maybe fourth.
So hopefully you'll be back again for this runoff coming up. We'll see what happens. March 19th is the day. It's the vote. We'll all know then which two contenders are going on upstream. You've been listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. Anna Brochet joining me in the studio. I'm going to step away. I'll see you back here on Wednesday with Rapid Fire Real Estate.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us